We are continuing our study of John chapter 6 today, and we'll look at the account of Jesus walking on the water found in John 6, 16 to 24. Please continue to follow our simple plan, read, write, share, and listen. I want to encourage you to share the word daily with your sharing partner. On the first day of this study in John 6, a close friend sent me his sharing for the first passage, the one we're going to talk about today. My heart was moved by what he shared. I will read a few sentences that he wrote about the man who Jesus healed, who had been sick for 38 years. He wrote, "Jesus comes to us who have been spiritually disabled for years, and in his mind-blowing compassion asks us a simple question. Do you want to get well? Jesus is looking for those who want to be healed. We give reasons why we are having trouble getting well, and he simply tells us that we are cured. He alone has the ability to heal us. He comes back to check up on us and helps us to see how we went wrong. It is so wonderful that we want to tell others." The Holy Spirit is active as we read and study the scriptures. He is also active when we share the word with one another. So if you want to grow, experience God, and be a blessing to people around you, study the word and share it with others. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for the cross and for forgiving our sins. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you that your Spirit lives in us. Open our eyes and our hearts today and help us to understand and obey your words, and use us to bless others by sharing with them. May the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. All right, Jesus walks on the water, John 16 to 24, beginning at verse 16. "When evening came, the disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. The Sea of Galilee is about 7 miles or 12 kilometers across. When the disciples were somewhere in the middle of the lake, a sudden storm arose, and they were afraid. They had experienced great joy in being part of the thrilling miracle when Jesus fed the crowd with a boy's lunch. Now they had to learn to trust the Lord in a storm when Jesus was not with them. Verse 17 says that Jesus had not yet joined them. Most readers probably knew the story. The author was simply explaining that Jesus was not yet in the boat with the disciples. We know from verse 15 that Jesus withdrew again to a mountain by himself. So between these two great miracles, the feeding of the 5,000 and walking on the water, Jesus was alone with his Father. It is a mistake to think that Jesus engineered each miracle and made them happen. He was God in human flesh, but as a human being, Jesus did everything in dependence on his Father and at his Father's direction. His priority was always to connect with his Father and to follow his directions. So even when Jesus was very busy and always surrounded by people, he spent time alone with his Father, even after the feeding of the 5,000. Verse 18, "A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, 5 or 6 kilometers, they saw Jesus approaching the boat walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, 'It is I, don't be afraid.' The disciples were afraid of the storm, and they were scared when they saw Jesus coming to them walking on the water. They saw something coming toward them on the lake and thought it was a ghost." In Matthew's account of this story, it says in Matthew 14:26, "When the disciples saw him coming on the water, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. Although they should have trusted him before he came to them, I'm sure they were very happy when they knew it was him and heard him say, "It is I, don't be afraid." We need to hear the words of Jesus saying, "Don't be afraid," but we also need to know that he is with us. His presence and peace brings peace and comfort to the soul in times of difficulty. The words, "do not fear," or "do not be afraid," appear in the Bible more than 300 times. In most instances, when it says, "don't be afraid," it is followed by the words, "for I am with you." Let me point out a couple of examples. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you." And then the very familiar Psalm 23, verse 4, "Even if though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me." What a blessing to know that Jesus promised to be with us and said he would never leave us or forsake us. Verse 21, "Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading." It appears that there were actually two miracles. The first was Jesus walking on the water to the disciples in the boat. The second was that the boat immediately reached the shore at the place they were heading, which was Capernaum. Some scholars offer other explanations for this statement, but it looks like Jesus and the disciples were transported instantaneously from one place to another. Why do you think Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water? Why didn't he just take another boat? What was he trying to teach the disciples? And what is he trying to teach us? Perhaps Jesus wanted the disciples to see that the people who wanted to make him king had the wrong idea. He was already the creator and the Lord of the universe. It was not the Father's timing for Jesus to be made king of a nation. Jesus was not limited to the thinking and expectations of the crowd. The crowd had wanted more bread, and they wanted a king who would provide for them a bread every day and reestablish the glory of Israel. Walking on the water would help the disciples to think about Jesus outside of their human logic box. They needed to understand that Jesus was not interested in meeting the crowd's expectations or winning their approval. He focused on pleasing the Father and completing the mission the Father had given him. This was accomplished not through human resources, but through the power of God. The crowd wanted to see the power of God, but it did not understand the purposes of God. It is important to note that the disciples were not expecting Jesus to come to them walking on the lake. They were terrified when they saw him. However, after Jesus came into the boat, this experience became a major building block to their faith. Jesus himself had sent them across the lake in the boat, knowing full well what was to happen. The disciples were fearful because of the storm, but did they ever think of Jesus and his power to help him? Did they realize even then that they were in his care? Probably not. Jesus wanted his disciples to see that God's power is far beyond their human ability to understand or analyze. Jesus wanted them to know that he knows everything about their situation. He knew about the storm and the waves, and he comes to us in our time of need. He is not limited to human abilities, human resources, human logic, or human analysis. He even has power over nature. The disciples had just seen a great miracle. First, the feeding of the 5,000 plus women and children. Then they witnessed the miracles on the lake, Jesus walking on the water, and the immediate transport of the boat to the place they were going. These miracles set the stage for Jesus' discussion of the bread of life, which meets the deepest needs of human beings, not just the physical needs. We are often stuck in our human logic box. If we cannot explain it, we think it's impossible. But as it's written in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. Human logic confines us to the box of human ability and human reasoning. Faith allows us to see what is possible by God's power. In today's modern world, people tend to reject anything miraculous, supernatural, or anything that cannot be explained by science. However, if we believe Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, we must accept that miracles are possible because our Creator and the God of all eternity is real. If we accept the existence of God who created all things, then we must conclude that nothing is impossible with God. When we see who God is, we will be able to think outside of our human logic box. If we only read the Bible through human intellect, we will never understand it. As it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. God wants us to break out of our human logic box. He wants us to know Him, which is supernatural. He wants to live in us and reveal Himself to us. He wants us to understand and experience the work of His Spirit in our lives. This is what Jesus wanted to see happen in the disciples through the feeding of the 5,000 and walking to them on the lake. Verse 22, the next day the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with the disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some of the boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got in the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. Well, this is what happened. After the feeding of 5,000 on the eastern shore of the Lake of Galilee, the disciples got into a boat and headed west towards Capernaum. Jesus went up to the mountain to alone to pray. Later, he went to the disciples walking on the lake. The crowd had seen the disciples get in the boat without Jesus. The following day, the people from the crowd boarded boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. Although Jesus blessed them by feeding the huge crowd, he confronted those who followed him and challenged them to work for true bread, the bread of life. Jesus wanted them to radically change their understanding of life and eternity, as we will see in the next section. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your patience and compassion in leading us and teaching us. Teach us your ways and your truth. Break us out of our human logic boxes to see who you are and understand your work in us and around us. In your name, amen.